This is St. Ambrose in all his glory. The 4th century bishop of Milan, Italy. In fact, he became bishop by popular acclaim of the people. The people of Milan said, "We want him." And so he was ordained a bishop. Doesn't work that way anymore. He baptized St. Augustine, and he wrote many fine works that give us comfort today. St. Ambrose. You can see his body in the Basilica of St. Ambrose in Milan. His relics, his bones, are dressed with the episcopal vestments he wore while he was bishop. And so you can actually see that hand that baptized Augustine, that hand that taught so well. St. Ambrose, upon the death of his brother, Satyrus, wrote a book. We who read the Office of Readings read St. Ambrose about this time of year. We did on the 2nd of November, All Souls Day, again on Saturday. St. Ambrose wrote in this book this: "We see that death is gain and life is loss. Death is gain and life is loss." Because he reminded us of the words of St. Paul, "For me, life is Christ, death is gain." Takes a lot of faith to believe that, doesn't it? But if we can, through God's grace, believe that, it also brings us a lot of hope, a lot of comfort. Our active life in this parish, our prayers that we pray in this church, our love for Jesus Christ, which is deepened in this church, has as for its purpose to prepare us for death. This life here is a temporary layover compared to the eternity that's promised us. This parish prepares us for death and life in Christ. My dear people, think about it. When our losses in life accumulate, what do we have? After we begin to lose our youth, we lose the physical attributes we had when we were young that we enjoyed. We begin to lose our loved ones, our family and friends around us. We lose our health until inevitably we lose our life. What is there except Christ? That is why St. Ambrose preached often this: "Let us then die with Christ, to live with Christ." St. Benedict, who founded the Benedictine order, we have them out in Richerton, the Benedictines, he was born after Ambrose. St. Benedict taught his monks to keep death daily before their eyes. St. Benedict believed that if we live our lives with a context of death, we live a better life. Maybe he got that idea by listening to and reading the homilies of St. Ambrose before him. St. Ambrose said this: "We should have a daily familiarity with death. Familiar with it. A daily desire for it. A daily desire for death. He wrote, "The word death should not trouble us." Indeed, how blessed we are, huh? How lucky we are to have such a Savior as Jesus Christ. Just remember, when our losses in life accumulate, in the end, all we're going to have is our faith in Jesus Christ. This first Sunday of November is a Sunday in which our parish remembers our faithful departed. We've been doing it all weekend. This is my fourth Mass doing it. In many ways, this is my most profound Mass, the Remembrance Mass. We remember those who prayed in this church. We remember those whose funeral Mass was offered right here. We're here to pray for them. That is how we continue to love them. The most important spiritual work of mercy is to pray for the dead. It's almost a commandment. We're here as well to pray for their families and friends who still mourn their loss. Whenever someone whom we love dies, a part of us dies too. That's true. It will always be like that. Today we commend 19 souls. Our Lord has called them from this life to himself. And any one of us can be called at any time. This can be the last month of November for anyone here. We don't know. Christ called 10 women and 9 men. One in his 20s, one in his 50s, one in her 60s, one in her 70s, 7 in their 80s, and 8 in their 90s. The youngest parishioner was 28 years of age. The oldest, 98. Each of our deceased will soon be represented in a candle brought forward by the family. And on that candle, this year, is a cross blessed by our Pope Francis just 3 weeks ago. I want to say a word of thank you to the families who are here. Some of you traveled distance to be here because of your love for your loved one. And I believe that your loved one knows you're here. And so I thank you. And I have just a couple of things to say to you. First, in this month of November, moving into the month of December, you will be celebrating your first Thanksgivings and Christmas without your loved ones. And without a doubt, they will be different. They will be different. But they can still be good because of the memory you have of them and the love they've given you. Different, but good. And another thing I want to remind you of is the regrets and the hurts and bad feelings we may live with. If any of you have regrets, should have done this, should have said that, hurts, it's time to let them go. Your deceased knows your regret. It's time to let them go. Because we don't have time to live our lives with regret. And so let this Mass today perhaps bring you healing, if that is needed. And so we are here to do a very honorable spiritual work of mercy, and that is to remember our dead. Where they have gone, we hope to follow. And because of Christ, we can be confident and unafraid. Before we review the video, I would like to close with the words of Saint Ambrose in one of his homilies that perhaps he gave in a setting just like this. Death is no cause for mourning, for it is the cause of mankind's salvation. Death is not something to be avoided, for the Son of God did not think it beneath his dignity, nor did he seek to escape it. God did not decree death from the beginning. He prescribed it as a remedy. For me, life is Christ. Death is gain. May they rest in peace.